Good morning and Merry Christmas. We've been talking about the power of life this month. So what we want to learn and practice this week is to experience the universal life of God, which we call the Christ life, to declare and have reverence for that life in all people. Christ is not a person. Christ is an idea. Christ is a Greek word, Christos, for the Hebrew Messiah or Anointed One. This title was applied to Jesus of Nazareth, whose birth we now celebrate as Christmas. We sing and celebrate that happy birth event. We also celebrate the birthing of the life of God in each of us. We remember our cosmic birthright of all of God's good. We recognize and honor Jesus as the one who became aware of and manifested what is in all of us as our divine potential, the Christ. Through all of our customs, rituals, observances of this season, we as practical mystics take this occasion to remember the truth that the Christ life is being born in us too. We are all pregnant with God. Not only Mary, wife of Joseph, was giving birth to a divine person, we all are. We are giving birth to our true self. Meister Eckhart writes, "And the Creator extends this same power to you out of the divine maternity bed located in the Godhead to eternally give birth. The mind is the womb of the world. I am filled with divine ideas for health, prosperity, peace, and freedom. All the 12 powers are within me and are my spiritual faculties to help me give birth to my genius and highest good." We are delivering God. The fulfillment of Jesus' life came not at Christmas, but in his last week here. He spoke about giving birth. Let us go from Christmas to Holy Week, when Jesus said he went through his most momentous birthing process. In the book Golden Eggs, Spiritual Wisdom for Birthing Our Lives, by Gay Lynn and David Williamson, they write, "In the upper room at the Last Supper, Jesus empowered his helpers to be a creative, transformative force. We see this vessel of the upper room and the chalice of the Holy Supper as more than a place and ceremonial object, but as symbols of the womb. In the upper womb, a new humanity was being conceived, celebrated, and delivered to the world. Jesus knew that he was bringing forth a new consciousness of humanity in that hour and described the contractions of that moment with the images of a woman in labor. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world." In the last hours of his life, Jesus describes the womb experience. There in the birthing chamber with the friends whom he loved and counted on the most, he shared the birth pangs of what he was about to face in the metamorphosis of his own death and resurrection. Comparing himself to a woman in labor and repeating the key phrase, "The hour has come," Jesus gave each of us an image of how to experience our own deliverance. He was calmly centered in the truth of his being and moved with the contractions, breathing and birthing a new reality and life fulfillment for us all. After the resurrection, he commissioned all of us to work to the work of peace by saying to his disciples, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Today, those expecting to give natural birth are taught that deep breathing is essential in the powerful act of delivering the new life expression. Jesus was aware of that when he breathed on his disciples. In Proverbs 20, verse 27, it says, "The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord, searching every inmost part." So let's look at the inmost parts with our burning bowl service. This is a wonderful ritual of release, where we let go of old patterns, old attitudes that no longer serve us, and replace them with positive, uplifting ones that free us. And we do this by saying goodbye to the year 2022 and embracing and welcoming 2023. James Thurber said, "Let us not look back in anger or forward in fear, but around in awareness." Awareness is the key, and we do that by staying present. The present holds the power of now. A teacher once brought a sack of potatoes to school. Then she told each student to take one potato for each person that they have not forgiven and carve the name of the person on the potato and put it in their sack. Some of the sacks were quite heavy. They had to take the sacks everywhere with them. This illustration was to show her students what it's like to carry around that extra burden with them everywhere they went. Think about it. How big is your sack of potatoes? Today is about letting go of those burdens that we are carrying around with us. One of Charles Fillmore's most powerful teachings is that we must do a mental house cleaning. So we're going to clear out any thoughts or beliefs that are no longer serving us. Some of those things may be negative thoughts, thoughts about ourselves or others that are not for our highest good. Unforgiveness. Is there anyone you have not completely forgiven, including yourself? Put a potato in your sack for each of these people. Beliefs. Any beliefs that are not based in truth, such as prejudice and hate. Belief that illness or disease cannot be overcome. Put another potato in your sack for each of these. Guilt. Are you holding in feelings of guilt about something that has happened in the past? Add another potato. Fear is very detrimental. It holds us back from reaching our full potential. Drop fear potatoes into your sack. Attachments or addictions. Any attachment to people or things that causes discord in our lives. All of these thoughts and behaviors hold us back from our highest good. If you have these, drop more potatoes in your sack. Now think about how the weight of your sack has affected you throughout the years. How long have you been carrying this weight? That is what we are here to rid ourselves of today. In doing this, I invite you to become aware that you are supported and enfolded in God's love. I invite you to let go and let God, to trust that you are being supported and strengthened in this love. It says in Ezekiel 36, verse 26, "A new heart I will give you and a new spirit I will put within you." So just get comfortable where you're sitting. Put that potato sack down. Have a pencil and paper with the fire on it. Relax and feel the pew supporting your body the way God's love supports you. Father, Mother, God, let us accept responsibility for our lives, for our thoughts, feelings, actions, and reactions. Help us now use our will to choose what we will take with us into the new year and what we will release. We now turn over to Spirit our negative thoughts, fears, beliefs, and anything else keeping us from our good. Through the power of Jesus Christ, we now release and let it all go. We give thanks and bless this ritual that we are about to perform. Now move your focus down to the area of your heart and visualize a pure, white, golden light glowing there, becoming brighter and brighter, radiating outward. You are becoming a being of pure light and love, pure spirit. Feel yourself floating upward and over the countryside. A summer meadow, green and lush. You see a child playing down there, sitting amongst a field of daisies. As you gaze lovingly at the child, you realize it is your inner child, that little being that lives within you. There's a beautiful sack beside the child, and you know it is her sack of life. Inside the sack are all the things you have learned along the way. Ask your inner child to open the sack and see if there are any thoughts, hurts, or experiences that are left in the sack from childhood that no longer serve your inner child. Ask the child if he or she is willing to pull the things from the sack and release them to love. Assure your inner child that the sack will be much lighter when they're able to release the things that bring hurt to your heart, habits that you've developed during this stage that are not useful to you now. Your child says yes. Gently take the things from her or him and release them in a bubble of pure light as you write them down on your paper. Now your child turns and hands the sack to a youth leaning against a big, beautiful oak tree, watching the bubbles of a dancing brook. The sack has grown larger throughout the years of living, of learning, of experiencing. You realize this youth is your inner adolescent. You ask him or her to open the sack and remove any hurts or habits from that stage in your life that are blocking your highest good. Let your inner self gently place these memories into a bubble of light and place them in the brook to be washed away as you write them down. Now your adolescent carries your sack to where you are standing on a mountain where you have full view of all the experiences of your life. Sack has again grown much larger. Invite your higher self to take hold of the sack and open it. Are there any hurts, fears, attitudes, beliefs, feelings of shame or guilt, unhealthy habits that are left in the sack from any state of your life that you're willing now to release? Assure yourself that the load will be much lighter when people and old hurts are forgiven, when habits are let go, when attitudes and beliefs are transformed, when fears are brought into the light. As your inner self shuffles through the bag, you notice a white bird land beside you. This bird is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the whole Spirit of God. You bring out the hurts and fears and feelings and release them to the white bird to carry them to the light as you write them on the paper. Let the Spirit of God work in you. Know that it is not by might nor by power, but by Spirit active in you that transformation happens. Give yourself a silent blessing for being open and receptive enough to become aware of that which is in need of transformation. Psalms 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me." Now silently, meditatively, please come forward row by row to the Christ candle, to the flame representing the cleansing action of fire. Touch your paper to the candle to start it burning, then place it in the bowl. As you release the paper, release from your mind everything that you've written on that paper, knowing that the living Spirit of truth is healing and transforming everything right now. Say to yourself something like, "This is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God in the truth of Jesus Christ now makes me free." Then silently come back to your seat and remain in quiet meditation until everyone is finished. In a few minutes, we're going to experience a meditation to visualize the good you wish to see manifest in your life over the next 12 months, to visualize how your heaven on earth would look. There are things that keep us from being in heaven. First, we don't believe it's possible, and second, that we don't think we deserve it. This meditation will be a step in overcoming that. For a few minutes, you need to let go of all belief in limitations of time, money, ability, situation, whatever you think is keeping your good from you. You're going to write a letter to God, but dated December 31st, 2023. In it, you're going to thank God for all the wonderful experiences you've had the past year, not the year 2022, which you just completed, but the year 2023, which lies before you. I've heard it said that thanking someone for something they've done is politeness, but thanking God for something in advance is faith. Jesus said, "So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to put emotion into our belief. Before we start our meditation, please take the paper and write, "Dear blank," whatever name you use for God, for that spirit within you, for the creator of the universe. And after the meditation, we'll take 5 minutes to write the letter. In the letter, you will affirm what you want to experience as if it has already happened, that it's in your life now, not that it will come about or that you're going to do or have something. God works in the now, and if you're affirming something very specific, be sure to include a loophole for spirit. Write, "This or something better, thank you, God," so that you're not putting any limitations on your good. So I invite you to close your eyes now. Take a few deep breaths, let yourself relax, and return to that quiet inner place of peace. Rest there, held in the beauty and comfort of the love that you are. In this peaceful place, take a moment to appreciate all that you've given and all that you've received in the past year, the year 2022. Thank yourself for the steps you've taken and the lessons you have learned. Recognize the healing you've accepted and the growth that you have allowed. Let this gratitude just fill your heart. Picture yourself back on the mountain. Before you is a gateway, the gateway to your future, fresh and open, full of promise an opportunity. Behind you is everything you've experienced, everything that has happened to you in life, which has brought you to this moment, December 31st, 2023. Step through the gateway and greet the new year, 2024, with open arms and a clear heart. Begin to reflect on the past year in a positive and joy-filled way, seeing the pages of the months turning slowly. Allow the ideas and thoughts of a renewed consciousness to come into your mind. See yourself in the positive, loving light of the One Presence, knowing that your emotional, physical, and spiritual health are unfolding into the wholeness of the Christ perfection right now. Imagine your life, December 2023, brightly shining with love and blessing, laughter and joy, purpose, peace, and grace. Know that this is God's will for you. Believe the scriptures when they say, "For God, all things are possible." Remember that you are the co-creator of your life. Remove all limits and know that the kingdom of heaven is now. Imagine your home, the harmony of your relationships, perfect health, a rewarding, fulfilling job, all the time you need, abundance in all areas of your life. Choose to let the Christ see and speak and hear and feel and act through you. This is heaven, and it is your choice to live in it. Know that in truth you are prosperity, you are love and wisdom. You are guided in right ways, and you are unlimited. And now, as Spirit moves you and remaining in a silent meditative state, open your eyes and write your letter to God, dated December 31st, 2023, thanking Spirit for all the blessings you've received over the past year. Affirm the good that you have received for your life, your church, and your world. When you have finished, fold your letter, put it in some place safe so that you can retrieve it at the end of 2023, and say silently to yourself, "Thank you, God, that this is now so." James Dillett Freeman wrote, "Blessed be your Christmas wherever you are, for a blessing knows neither near nor far. Wherever you go, whatever you do, may an inward stillness go with you. May your body have strength and your heart a lift. May Christ Himself be your Christmas gift." Thank you.